it is Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Mary Paramore is an entrepreneur. She is an investor and a board member. She is currently the founder and CEO of RX Utility. They're an organization making medications affordable. Welcome to the show, Mary.
Thank you, George. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, excited to have you on. Tell us a little bit about your personal life, more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Okay. Well, I am a healthcare nerd, and I'm the nerdiest about tech and data. So a long time ago, there used to be a degree called computer science, and people that learned how to do computer science were called programmers, and they still are called programmers. But I started out coding for Hospital Corporation of America, which is a really large health system headquartered here in Nashville, Tennessee, which is my home. And I kind of stayed a geek ever since then. I got more interested in how technology solves problems than just tech for tech's sake. And I ended up having sort of a 40-year career in healthcare focused on tech and data, and, you know, started and ran a number of different companies, some very large and some mid-market. And I later got tuned into this in the last part of my career, sort of focus on the medication affordability side of healthcare. So having worked across the whole industry, providers, payers, pharmacies, life sciences, I learned a lot, and I worked at the policy level in DC where technology policy would affect the tech we implement. And then how that would show up in driving up or driving down kind of price and cost for people and outcomes. And I've just always stayed very, very passionate about how data can be turned into information, and information can help people make good decisions about their health. And then that information can help physicians, you know, make better decisions about treatment. But it kind of all starts with getting everything off of paper into computers and then getting it organized and sort of making sense out of it. And I've just always been very motivated around helping to improve the system and helping people get and stay well. So in this last chapter, I wanted to start RX Utility in order to focus strictly on the cost of medication that consumers experience when we pay out of our pocket. So the mission statement of the business is to help people save money on medicine. And I'm excited to do that using the very latest technology. So I've sort of shifted back from being a little bored with technology to being super excited about the AI wave of technology. Really is quite remarkable. The things that we can do now compared to the things that we could do even 3 years ago, it's astounding. So it's fun to try to help people using cool contemporary technology. And sorry, my cat is contributing, if you can hear her in the background.
It is all good. Well, I appreciate that very much. Helping people get and stay well. Mm-hmm. That strikes me as a very, very, very logical and heartening way for somebody who is working on this problem to be focused.
Yeah, you know, there's we hear people talk about sort of access to healthcare. Maybe you've heard that phrase, access to our healthcare system is kind of difficult. Sometimes it's hard to get an appointment, which sometimes it is. Sometimes it's I can't afford my medicine, which is something that I felt like I could help with. One of the facts of the healthcare system, or our U.S. healthcare system, is that we have very high costs, but we have very poor outcomes, meaning people don't get well and stay well, right? They don't start healthy and stay healthy. They get sick. They don't tend to get better, you know, on a national basis. So higher costs, poorer outcomes. The number one reason that we have poor outcomes as people and as a country is because we don't adhere to the medicines that we are prescribed. So that medication adherence, when you don't adhere to the medication you're prescribed, you have a worse outcome and you end up in the ER, you know, as an example. So why would we not take the medicine that we're prescribed? Sometimes it's side effects. Sometimes people forget. But the main reason is they can't afford the medicine. So, you know, you can't take the medicine you can't afford to buy. And so I really wanted to focus on that front end access to the medication that we need by helping to remove the affordability barrier. And the good news is that there are a lot of tools for consumers, especially right now, to help lower the cost of medication. It's just we don't have an easy way to find it as people. So if you wanted to book a trip, you and your wife, you and your family want to go on vacation, you would at least in your head know there's like Expedia, right? Maybe Kayak, something. I go somewhere and I start booking a trip. There's no such thing in healthcare to understand just the cost of healthcare broadly defined, and certainly nothing for medication. There are things you could, if you hunt and peck, you might find it, but there's no sort of Expedia for drugs, if you will. So we wanted to build that. And that's what Arch Utility is. We bring together, it's an affordability platform of data that surfaces the prices for all the medicines that are out there. And then if there are coupons for medicines that lower the cost, or if there are free drug programs, if there are grant programs, we bring that data together and consolidate it all in a big, think of it like a big database. And we put API access around it, which is just a simple way for programs to, you know, find the data and attach the data through an application program interface in real time. So we think of it as a utility because we want it to sit there behind the healthcare system screens that we all use. And if you're using a consumer health tool, you know, it'd be easy to plug into our prices, basically, and then find the best price for medicine. So that's our motivation, is really helping people save that money so they can get the medicine they need.
Which is an awesome motivation. High costs and poor outcomes. That's not awesome.
Not awesome at all. I mean, it's not awesome at all. And, you know, you look like you're a very fit, you know, sort of active person. And some of us are, but even, you know, myself, I find myself sort of accumulating. I've got pretty good eating habits. I'm, you know, pretty healthy, exercise. But age, just things start to creep up. You know, you start to, their high blood pressure, or where'd that come from? How do I, you know, if diet and exercise doesn't fix it, then there are some medications that can help it. And these things, you know, tend to accumulate as we get older. And then some of us have, unfortunately, really chronic, you know, serious illnesses that we're born with. I have a friend that was recently diagnosed with MS. I have another friend who has cancer. And another friend who has another form of cancer. So, you know, the world we live in, whether it's the food we eat, the stress, the chemicals we're exposed to, you know, we're not quite sure all these reasons, but we're going to have dis-ease in our body. We're going to have illness of some kind. So, unfortunately, our healthcare system, it's a very broken system, very broken, fractured system. And when you think about affordability, the prices are invisible. So you get a prescription and you go to the counter and they say, oh, that'll be $500. And you say, oh, I don't feel quite as bad as I thought I did. You know, right. People walk away. It's about a 30% walk away rate when the price gets over $50, you know, roughly. Consumers will say, a third of the time, they'll say, I don't have it. You know, I don't have it. And that shouldn't be the case, you know, in our country. And there are a lot of affordability tools out there that help. So maybe you've seen some of the announcements recently with Most Favored Nation pricing. I don't know if you've tracked those things at the policy level or if your audience would be interested in that.
Well, I think it's all interesting. I find it to be extremely confusing and enraging a lot of the time. My mom is in her 70s and on medications, and so we're constantly struggling to figure out how to afford things. And my wife and I went through fertility 10 years ago and trying to find the medicines in a way that was affordable there too. So I see this happening at so many different levels. And so I'm curious about that. Is it a good thing that our government seems to be unwilling, or maybe they are willing and moving in the right direction, but that it makes it available for companies like yours to come in and let the market fix these things? Or is it some combination that we should be really hoping for?
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Say big on your landscaping project now at Menards. We make it easy for you to enhance your outdoor living space with the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a fire pit or retaining wall with our tumbled Belgian wall blocks. On sale now. Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
You know, there's the most, I think, visible thing in the news, if you will, that some people might have seen is the website TrumpRx recently. And that website, you mentioned fertility, it's a very limited website, and it's basically a redirect, kind of like a listing of drugs where the government has negotiated cheaper prices, or quote, most favored nation, you know, prices, only for a limited set of drugs, about 43 drugs. And one really good thing about that negotiation is the fertility medicines. Those things, you know, I know yours was a while back, but were you doing it now, you would have a cheaper access to those medications. By and large, that website doesn't really do anything. In fact, the prices there aren't even the lowest prices, but they are low prices. Now, the other thing that's important about that is that it's cash pay. So we're now in a world, to make it even more confusing, when you have a prescription, should you use your insurance to pay for the prescription, or should you pay cash? So oftentimes, this might be surprising to some, the cash price is actually cheaper than the insured price. And it doesn't make any sense, because you're paying your premium in order to have your healthcare covered basically when you need it, right? But we have these things called deductibles. And like, I'm in a high deductible plan, my deductible is $10,000. I'd have to buy a lot of bottles of medicine at full price to get to $10,000. So this cash economy, what happens there is all the pharmacies and the manufacturers are competing on price at a dynamic local level. So when we accumulated and aggregated all those prices, there are literally trillions of prices. So back to the Expedia example, if you went to Expedia and there were trillions of options for airfare, you would still be sort of stuck trying to scroll through.
Not helpful.
All that nonsense. So what we do is we have, well, I call it the best price calculator, but it's some intelligence on top of all the data that helps guide the consumer to say, hey, based on, you know, where you live, zip code specific, and what your insurance is, here's what you can expect to pay with your insurance coverage. Here's what you could expect to pay if you use cash, and sort of help the consumer make their own choices. But we whittle it all down, all those trillions of prices, and we say, this is your very lowest price, and this is the price that's the closest to you. think of it as the most convenient price. Like if you don't want to go more than 5 miles, you know, to the pharmacy, that kind of thing, where it might be cheaper if you went 10 miles out, might not be worth it. So
how does that come to be that there's trillions of different prices? Like what?
I you're going to get so bored. This is so nerdy and and detailed, and it makes your head explode. But so have you heard of a company called GoodRx?
Yes.
Okay. So GoodRx offers what are called, it's a cash discount card. So it's a coupon for when you pay cash. Well, the prices that they've negotiated for each drug, they negotiate with the pharmacy benefit manager, which is kind of on the paying end of it. They're like payers, and the pharmacy, which is dispensing the medication to you. And they say, there's this thing called spread pricing. There's administrative fees. You may have heard this sort of rebate word. You may have heard kickbacks and PBM reform and all that stuff. That's super heavy inside baseball logistics. But basically, GoodRx buys the price down by negotiating with these PBMs, pharmacy benefit managers, and then negotiates with the pharmacy and says, if I bring customers to you, I want you to pay me a fee. So there's a negotiated price between kind of three parties, really. And then the consumer shows up. The consumer doesn't care if it's cheaper. They're like, oh, great, it's $15 instead of $50. That's great. But GoodRx is not the only game in town. There are dozens of such companies, and each company has hundreds of thousands of negotiated prices for all the drugs that are in rotation. There are about 23,000 drugs in rotation. And imagine if each of them has a different price via a different cash card for a different pharmacy. So not only do the prices vary per pharmacy, they vary per location. Even a zip code, you could go to a Walgreens in one area and Walgreens in another area is totally different. CVS in one area, Walgreens, you know, Albertsons, a grocery store pharmacy, they're all different prices. So there's just no way for a consumer to get to the best price. And that we really want, that kind of makes me mad. I mean, it's all this, you know, complexity and it's all hidden. And even if you can find it, hunt and peck, you don't, you haven't found the best price. You've found a price, but you haven't found the best price because there's too many price points out there to discover. So we'd love to give me your list, your mom's list, and let me see what I've got. Though she's probably on Medicare, so she's probably got a decent deal. I don't know, though.
Well, I will absolutely give you her list. I'm 100% open to that. Is this an advertisement? Did you just make an advertisement for single payer?
Oh, yes.
Like it's just always
my friends that, you know, I've been in this industry forever and I've had a good career off of, you know, capitalism as the baseline for our healthcare system here in the United States. But personally, so setting aside my Rx utility hat and just my human hat and my health, I am a healthcare expert hat. We are really already a single payer system for more than half of the care delivered because Medicare and Medicaid combined is more than 51% of coverage out there. So then you, if you throw in the uninsured population, those show up, people that show up in the ER, they are paid for out of our taxpayer dollars, whether we want to admit it or not, because the, you know, the hospitals have to deliver care. Somebody's picking up the bill to subsidize uninsured care, and it is the U.S. taxpayer. So you've got Medicare and Medicaid at more than 51% of all claims that healthcare that happens. That's government-sponsored healthcare. And that, so what I've seen in my career, over 40 years, is that we've tried a lot of things. We've been trying this, quote, value-based care for over 20 years. The cost keeps going up. The outcomes keep going down. We haven't found anything to bend the cost curve. So I think that a single payer system, I think of it as K through 12. Like, why couldn't, you know, we have free education K through 12 for everybody in the U.S. And then if you say, oh, I'm, you know, wealthy or whatever, or I want to send my kid to a private school, I can pay to do that. So I think we ought to have K through 12 level of care that's free for all Americans. And then if somebody wants to buy additional private coverage or private access to care, you know, they can do that. So nothing else has worked, George. That's about, and that's just true. That nothing has worked. So it's a structural problem. The incentives are not aligned. The incentives to make money are there, and but the incentives to support, for example, consumer affordability just are not there. The incentives are for the providers to make more money, for the health plans to make more money, and the PBMs are the current bad guy. That's why we have the, you know, we kind of just change the ball, move the ball around under the cup and decide who's to blame. But we behave the way we're incented to behave. And so companies, that's what companies do. And it's not a matter of a villain and a hero. It's just the system behaves the way it's set up to behave. So I personally do think we should be at some level of a single care system, because I don't see anything that's going to fix it otherwise.
Well, in the meantime, we have Rx Utility helping consumers like me and my mom and lots of other people to bring down the cost and pay as little as possible for the medications that we need so we can actually take them.
That's
and,
right.
And be healthy. So thank you so much for coming on. Thank you for all your work. How can people take advantage of and start working with Rx Utility?
Please check me out on LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn, Miriam Paramore, or check us out on our website, rxutility.com. And we would love to talk to you.
Excellent.
And send me that list for your mom.
1,000%. Well, if you enjoyed as much as I did, show Miriam your appreciation. Share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas, and anybody who's taking medication and would be interested in saving money. And I think that that's pretty much everybody. So find Miriam on LinkedIn and then go to rxutility.com and just find out if you can be saving money, because every little bit helps.
Absolutely.
Thanks again, Miriam.
Thank you so much, George.
Till next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.